USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Lawmakers are racing to pass a spending package as government funding will be running dry Friday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said negotiations are headed in the right direction, but Congress must wrap up the process before the end of the week.
Just as both parties cooperated on bipartisan achievements like CHIPS, gun safety, veterans benefits, respect for marriage, and so much more, let's finish this session by passing an omnibus by working together in good faith.
He said the spending package is critical in continuing to support Ukraine and implementing the recently passed CHIPS and Science Act and PACT Act. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the large funding package is necessary to increase defense spending.
Republicans are not going to let our Democratic colleagues demand extra left-wing goodies in exchange for doing their job and funding our troops.
It's a busy holiday travel week full of delays and cancellations for anyone trying to catch a flight. Much of this is blamed on a lack of pilots, which experts say has been years in the making. Terrence Fontaine at Texas Southern University says airlines have been expanding, but the supply of pilots hasn't kept up. The shortage is so bad that Frontier Airlines opened their own flight school. Governor Greg Abbott is demanding answers from the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles and the Texas Department of Criminal Justice over two murders that were allegedly carried out by suspects on parole wearing ankle monitors. Nestor Hernandez allegedly shot and killed two nurses in a Dallas hospital in October. Zarek Jackson is accused of shooting a man at a Dallas area apartment complex last month. In the letter to the heads of the two agencies, Abbott says he wants a full report on both instances by January 4th. Two cases that consider if social media platforms could be held accountable for acts of terrorism highlight the U.S. Supreme Court's February calendar. The court will hear a case against Google and a case against Twitter, both in which plaintiffs claim the social media platforms are guilty of aiding and abetting terrorism. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Epic Games is expected to pay a record fine to the federal government over privacy violations. The North Carolina-based creator, known for the popular game Fortnite, has agreed to give $520 million to the Federal Trade Commission. It's in connection to complaints that the company violated children's privacy law and tricked young people into making unintended purchases. Under the settlement, Epic Games must adopt stricter privacy settings and refunds will be provided to Fortnite customers. The video game company says it accepted the agreement because it wants to be at the forefront of consumer protection. This is the biggest penalty ever issued by the FTC. President Biden is condemning a rise in anti-Semitism. At a Hanukkah reception at the White House Monday night, Biden said he recognized fear that the behavior was becoming too common.
I recognize your fear, your hurt, your worry that this vile and venom is becoming too normal.
He added that he will not be silent and neither will America. The Anti-Defamation League says anti-Semitic incidents of assault, harassment, and vandalism are up 34% from last year to the previous year, while also at the highest number since tracking started in 1979.
As your president, I want to make this clear. As my dad would say and many of you have said, silence is complicity. We must not remain silent. And I made no bones about it from the very beginning. I will not be silent. America will not be silent.
I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.